You're listening to the Living Truth Church podcast. We pray you encounter God through this message. To find out more about our family, visit us online at livingtruth.church.
Jesus, we thank you this morning because more than we could ever love you, you've loved us. More than anything we could ever do, you've done more. Everything you are, we would love to be. Help us this morning, Jesus, to be more like you. Just to be more like you. Touch our minds, touch our hearts, touch our innermost being, God, today. Help us to understand our need for you. We love you, and we're grateful that you're here today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being here this morning. I want to read this morning from 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Thank you for coming, visitors. If you're here for the first time and I didn't get to meet you, I would like to meet you before you leave. Thank you for coming. Just make yourself at home. We just love Jesus. That's it. 1 Timothy. Paul was speaking to Timothy here and said, Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them is the prophecies, that by following them you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these, the prophecies, and so have shipwrecked their faith. Paul wrote to Timothy and just said, if you want to keep the victory in every aspect of your life, and he mentioned three things, and I doubt I'll get to the three things, but first of all, you need a good conscience. Notice that the good conscience is connected to faith. A defiled conscience will bring your faith down like a ship with a hole in the hull. And if you don't have good conscience, it's probably because you're not living right. So it's important that we do our best to live according to what God has instructed us to live. And in the middle of all of this, Paul told Timothy, I'm going to give you some instruction also in keeping with the prophecies once made about you. Now this is Paul talking to Timothy, but I'm talking to everybody in the room this morning that God has prophesied something to you, whether it be through somebody of today or through his word. You have prophecy that has been poured out, made just for you. Now some prophecy, like the direct word of God, is for all of us. But we have to get an understanding of what we're to do with that, because if we will follow after what has been prophesied to us, we will fight a good fight and we will have a good conscience. We need to treasure and protect our faith with a clean conscience. And when we do that, suddenly stuff will begin to happen that you thought might never happen. Some of the things that we're facing or going through in life may be because we're not picking up and carrying through on the prophecies that's already been prophesied over us. Think about it. Now, I want to show a hands. Y'all listening to me? Lift up your hand if you've ever got a prophecy prophesied over you. Now, everybody should have lifted your hand because you've been preached to. And when somebody preaches the word to you, it's a prophecy going out over you. and to you. So there are some things that are directly, as I've already said, directly to you. The Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. As the called out ones, we have to walk worthy of that calling. And that comes through the type of living that brings with it a clean conscience. So when we approach the throne of God, our faith carries weight with it. Somebody say amen. It's not a question of salvation here. It's a question of authority. You know, it's one thing to be saved. It's another thing to live out our salvation and walk in authority of what God has given us the faith to walk in. And some of us are walking like we have no authority and no faith and let the devil run all over us. And I've come to let him know this morning and let you know that we're talking to him and saying he has no authority over anybody that's in this building this morning. I have the power of God in authority in my life. And I walk in that. And when I walk in that kind of faith and that kind of authority, I walk in with a clean conscience because I do what God said and prophesied over my life. If I'm not doing those things, if I'm not walking in that, it's my own fault, not his fault. Sometimes we want to, anybody ever been, now I'm going to lift my hand first to tell you I've been here. If I've been there, you've been there, right? Anybody ever got mad at God because of stuff going on and how, you know, how things are going for poor little old me? Or poor overweight me? Huh? Don't you know what's going on with me? Well, sure he does. But I'm not walking in the authority by faith of what he's already said I have the ability to carry. He's already told me in his word that I have the ability to put my foot on the devil's head. Now, I have that authority to do. I have the authority to call on the name of Jesus and everything can change. I've been given that authority, but I don't walk in that, obviously, because there's stuff that I'm being beaten down by. One translation put it this way: use your prophecy over your life as a weapon as you wage spiritual warfare by faith and a clean conscience. First thing I need to do is clean up my life. And then I can walk with a clean conscience, and then I can wage war by the authority God has given me to wage war. And if you need a title for this today, I'm going to war with my personal prophecy. And you can go to war with your personal prophecy because God has prophesied over you that you have authority over the enemy. So let's walk in authority. I'm not talking about walking with pride, but I'm talking about walking with my head held up, knowing whose blood is flowing through my veins, who my Father really is, and the fact that because anything he owns, I own, because I have an inheritance from him, and the blood of Jesus Christ flows through me, and I walk in that family authority this morning in Jesus' name. Yeah. Prophecy is God coming with a word about your future. Now, some man may come with a word about your future, and you need to test that word and be sure it lines up with the word God gave you about your future. Don't let anybody come and tell you you can't. I don't care what's going on in your life, you're not going to make it. Don't you listen to that junk, because Jesus gives us the authority to speak up and say, no, I'm going to make it. I say stuff sometimes that reminds me of songs that Travis don't know. Yeah. You know them? There's a guy that I was acquainted with that sung a song one time. He said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. I've got what it takes to win. A whole song that was just a little smidgen because I can't remember the rest of it. But. I believe that many of you in this house this morning are going to receive a fresh prophecy over your life before you leave here today. And that fresh prophecy that I'm talking about will most likely be the revival of a previous prophecy in your life. And what we have done, we have allowed that prophecy to die out, and we've buried it and put it into a sea of forgetfulness where we will not remember it, and that's what we're, where we messed up. We need not to forget anything that God has prophesied over us, because that kind of thing is as good until the day it takes place. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. Sometimes we get all messed up because it didn't happen the moment it was spoken over us. And I think Pastor Blake mentioned this last week. Just because it was said today doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen today. But if God said it, it's going to happen. And somebody said, if the creek don't rise, it doesn't matter if the creek don't rise or not. If God said it, that settles it. Many of us have had prophetic words spoken over us in the past. Then, because we didn't see that immediate thing take place, we've just pushed it to the side. I've come this morning to tell somebody that the fresh prophecy is going to be the picking up of the old prophecy and beginning to use that thing as a weapon to wage spiritual warfare over your situation. God's original word for you has not changed. If he said it, that's just simply the way it's been. And I can tell you that the battle's been rough. And I wouldn't be standing here in front of you today if someone wouldn't have come along at the right moment and given me a word of prophecy. I can also tell you some of those prophetic words have not come to pass yet. And the enemy speaks up every now and then and tells me, you might as well give up on that one. But I'm here to tell him it ain't happening because God said it. I speak right back. I talk to the devil. Anybody who talk to him? I talk to him and I say, devil, it ain't going to happen. It's going to be what God said it was going to be. When I recognize that the prophetic word that I hold in my heart may be 5 years old now, it's still as strong and real as it was the day it was given 5 years ago, and I'm ready for an answer to take place in my life over what's been spoken over my life. Anybody ready for that this morning? I'm telling you, if we can get to a place, we can understand that whatever God said is for us and he's willing to do that for us. If we can get to that place, it will give us faith to believe for the impossible when everything is pointing in the other direction. One of the major deceptions of the enemy is trying to wall God out in time frames. Did you hear me? Somebody just say amen every now and then so I know y'all are listening to me. God lives outside of time, so don't put a timeline on your prophecy. Put your prophecy in your hand and keep fighting till you see it fulfilled. It's a weapon that you wage warfare with. If God said you're going to win, then fight that winning war. Now, he never said that you wasn't going to get wounded along the way. And there's many in here that are wounded. But keep moving forward because he promised you a win. And God will always keep his promise. But listen to this. He's not obligated to keep your belief level alive. That's your obligation. That's good enough. I need to say that again. God will always keep his promise, but he's not obligated to keep your belief level alive. That's your obligation. No matter what it looks like, no matter what I feel, no matter what's going on in my life, I believe that what God said is going to happen is going to happen. I think that God is on something right now for me that I can't really see with my eyes, but I know it's going to happen because he said it would happen. So I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it. I don't even have to feel like it's right. It's just what he said, and what he said is right. Some of us have been given prophetic words and didn't even realize it. We think that prophecy has to come from someone who has the title prophet. Hear me now. Sometimes it comes directly out of the Word of God, whether it's spoken or read. And sometimes it may come from a friend or a parent or even a child. Hear me, somebody. Our job is to keep our lives in a condition spiritually so that we recognize God when He speaks into us, no matter who it comes through. It may come through the quietest person that you've ever run into before. They may just come up and say a word and not even know they're saying the word of God, but they're saying something over you that can change your life if you'll grab hold of it and use it as a weapon of spiritual warfare in the life you're living in. Y'all do realize there's spiritual warfare, don't you? There's something, if you could see what's going on in the spiritual world right now, it'd probably scare you, and that's probably why we can't see it, but we still have to fight it. The enemy wants to smash out, crush, and destroy anything to do with the church, a new building, a new spiritual baby, anything. You know, I can remember when I first got saved. I remember that clearly. I got up from an altar, and I turned around, and I looked at people that I knew. And some of them weren't nice people in the church. And I looked at these people, and they all looked clean and white and bright, like angels. And I'm thinking, what happened to those people? It wasn't what happened to them. It's what happened to me. I think it's time that we stop looking at everybody and everything around us and get ourselves to an altar and get ourselves a good clean conscience because of repentance and turn our lives around, turn our thinking around, head in a different direction, walk with God, talk with God, commune with God, have a relationship with Him, and do everything we know to do right. And I'm believing the things that we thought were bad wasn't really bad, it was just me. I got off my notes. Sorry. Let me tell you again. The fresh prophecy is coming today, but it's going to be an old prophecy revived. And we're going to begin to use those prophecies that have been prophesied over us as weapons to wage spiritual warfare over our own particular situation. I don't think we need to wait for a prophet title to come along. We don't need to wait for some preacher to come by. We don't need to wait for an evangelist or some apostle or somebody that might have some word from God. We need to take the word that's already been given to us, take it for ourselves, and use it ourselves, because you as an individual member of the body of Christ has authority to take the weapons of warfare and fight your own battle. I don't need anybody to fight mine for me. I need to fight them myself. I need to get up and get into the line of the battle. I need to get on the front lines, and I need to fight the devil. And when I come against the gates of hell, they shall not prevail against me, because I have authority over the enemy. I've already said it. Some of those prophetic words haven't come to pass yet. The enemy still speaking up. You might as well give up on that one. It ain't happening. Devil, I'm carrying a word from God. Somebody just say that. Devil, I'm carrying a word from God. Did y'all feel a tremble happen right then? Because he just trembled when that happened. And I think whenever we get in our situations by ourselves and we're out of this atmosphere and you're by yourself and it seems like Satan comes in like a flood, I think it's time that the word of God rise up within us. And we tell him, look him right straight in the face and tell him, you have no authority over me. You have no authority over my family. You have no authority over my finances. You have no authority over my health. I stand here with a word from God. And God says, I have all authority. I own everything. I own the cattle on a thousand hills. And I, devil, am an heir to everything he owns, and I stand here in authority with a word from God. So I ain't doing it. Y'all ever watch that YouTube? That woman that's got the funny face? She tells all this stuff, and at the end she said, I ain't doing it. I'd rather slide down a pole with razor blades on it than to give up on God's word. I ain't doing it. Y'all need to look that up sometime if you hadn't seen it. Some funny stuff. I don't have any idea where I am. I believe that when it's God's word, it will not fail. I believe that every person in this place has a prophecy over your life. Remember what I told you last time I spoke to you. God said, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. This could go for everybody in the place. He's speaking prophecy over you because he said, I have plans for you to prosper. I don't have a plan for you to be harmed. I have a plan to give you hope and to give you a future. That's a prophecy straight out of the Word of God that God declares over every person in this room. And he's saying, I have a plan for you. And I know the enemy has a plan, but his plan is superseded by the plan of God. And God has a plan to prosper you. God has a plan that no harm will come to you. God has a plan that you have hope beyond what you're seeing and feeling right here in this place today. And God has a future for you that's greater than your past. That's a prophecy straight out of the Bible that you need to put in your hand and start swinging it at the enemy like a two-edged sword and let it cut where it cuts and let it lay where it lays and let it cause to die what it causes to die. You don't have to be... You don't have to have prosperity in your life. The devil may say that to you, but it's not God's plan for you. If any harm is coming to you, start swinging his word. Devil, this word I have in my hand will cut you to pieces. Did somebody lie to you and tell you there's no hope for you? Then I'm telling you, that in itself is a lie. And it's not from God. Don't tell me your future is looking dim. Don't tell me this sickness is going to take you down. I will beat you down with this prophetic word that God has placed in my life, devil. I wish somebody just take a praise break right now and just thank him. For his word. Would you do that? Just take a minute and thank him for the word. I don't care what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It don't matter what it's like at your house. I'm telling you, God has a word for you. And he's telling you that you're going to prosper. And that doesn't mean that your bank account always doesn't mean your bank account's going to fill up. It means your life will prosper. And everything you put your hand to is going to prosper. Your physical health is going to prosper. Things are going to change in your family, and it's going to your relationship with people is going to prosper. God is saying that over you, and I'm expecting to see change in our lives because God has told us to pick up an old prophecy and fight a new war with it. We're getting really, really close to moving into a brand new building just down the street. I've come to tell somebody that the walls of that building cannot contain what God will do if each one of us will reach back and grab hold of our own personal prophecy and go to battle and wage war with personal prophecy that God has spoken over each one of us. I haven't come here today to hype you up. I've come to prophesy to you that you have a prophetic word that you're not using. Use that word of God And he has spoken it already. And watch that enemy fall before you as you swing the word of God in his presence. Somebody shout hallelujah. I think this was said last week, but it bears saying again. Just because you've been prophesied over doesn't mean it's automatically going to take place. The scripture that I opened up with bears that out. Paul said, Timothy, I want to give you some instruction concerning the prophecy that's been given to you. Timothy, you have to take the prophecy and fight. You can't take the prophecy and just sit down and say, God's going to handle it all. I take the prophecy, I pick it up, I place it in my heart, and I run in this battle. And I fight this fight with patience. And I will see an outcome greater than what I see at this moment because I believe what he said over me is true. There's a reason that faith is involved in the fulfillment of the prophetic. You have to believe you have a word from God. And you have to use it and fight with it. Circumstances, situations of life are showing you something different than what's been promised. So, by faith, I fight for what's been said, not what I see. I fight for what's been said, not what I feel. There have been prophecies spoken over this church and what God is going to do in this city and in this region because of this church body. I can tell you from personal experience that building this new building has been a battle. But I also know what's been prophesied. So I just keep choosing every day to pick up the prophetic thing that's been said over this body. And I move forward every day, realizing that no matter what walls come up, no matter what blockages come our way, there's been something said that's going to happen. And I'm excited this morning about what's about to happen because we're getting to a place I'm seeing an end to the struggle and I'm seeing an end to the battle. The war is almost won in this particular case. And I'm going to see some of the greatest things that I've ever seen in the spiritual realm because the battle was great, but God is greater. Hallelujah. We are to stand by faith and fight, knowing full well that what he has promised, he will fulfill. When I can get that in my head and I can get that in my heart, I will take by faith and fight like I've never fought before because I realize that what's coming to pass in my future is greater than the latter that has come before. Let me stress it again. Just because you were given a word doesn't mean that it will automatically come to pass. You have to contend for it. You have to speak it, decree the word, proclaim the word. In the 10th chapter of Mark, it says, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. I need to quit thinking I've got it all together in the spiritual realm and just come to him like a little child and say, I don't know what's going to happen next. I just know who you are. And I know that you've given me the authority to stand on your word and believe that what you have promised will happen. This speaks more toward inheritance than ownership. I don't own this thing. God owns it all. And I have to give up ownership of what I thought was mine and say, this is yours, God. Take it. I'll accept the inheritance, but I'll just let you run the show. and God's going to do something great. When you walk into the lawyer's office, there's a will that tells you what you will receive because of what has been given to you. You didn't have to earn it. You didn't have to have a certain education to get it. All you had to do is walk in there and sign up for it because somebody left you something that you didn't have to work for. Can I tell you this morning that God has left us stuff we didn't have to work for? Number one, I didn't have to work for my salvation, and I never will. He died on a cross that I could have it. And if I can believe that, I've got to believe that He has something greater in my future. And He has prophesied those things over me, and I accept it. It's an inheritance. I'm taking hold of it. I've walked in the office. I've signed up for it, and I see victory ahead. If I had any rhythm at all, I'd just dance right now. That's the way I feel. But I'd look so funny, I'm not going to do it. I want to. I keep losing my place. Will you? I know you would. You don't get it because of who you are. You get it because of whose you are. I belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's my heavenly Father, and He says I can have it all. I just need to believe it. The kingdom of God is full of promises for every one of us, and I'm getting close to the end. So, Travis, you can come back and try to help me a little bit with a song or something. But the kingdom of God is full of promises, and they're for us all. And as a matter of fact, I didn't have to get good to get salvation. He gave me salvation so I could get good. And now He's waiting on me to get good so I can get everything else He's promised. And don't misunderstand this. It's not what I do that gets me stuff, but He has an expectation of the way I live. And He said, Timothy, I'm instructing you of something. I've prophesied something over you. I've said you're going to prosper and you're going to have health and you're going to have good life and you're going to do some great things. But don't shipwreck that thing by messing up your life and sinning and carrying on like you shouldn't do. Y'all with me? Keep it right. Keep it real. And keep it by the word. And if I can do that, a good conscience will follow. Then I combine a good conscience with faith. And all of a sudden, there's a weapon that forms in my hand. And no other weapon that's formed against me will prosper. Because I have something formed in my hand that will cut down anything that forms itself against me in this life. Then, because I chose to hang on to my weapon of warfare, I begin to prosper. And I begin to be healthy, and I begin to have hope, and I begin to see a great future in front of me. You see, it just takes hanging on to a weapon and swinging it a little bit. And what I'm seeing here, it puts me on a level a little bit higher. And when I get a little higher, I no longer see all that junk that's in front of me. I'm looking over that, and I see my future. I see something greater because He said I could have it. I've risen to a different level in the spiritual realm, and now I can see it. The enemy can't do anything to block my vision because he can't get higher. He's under my foot. Somebody go, woo! The devil's under my foot, and I have authority. I don't know if that excites you, but I'm just about to blow up. And I put this together the other day and already blew up once. But I was home where nobody could see me dancing, all right? Stand with me. All of a sudden, the weapon's formed. My conscience is good. I have authority. And I begin to see what God saw. Because I chose to go to war with my personal prophecy. And I'm telling you, you've got one. And if you don't have one, take the one I read for you today. God's got a plan for you to prosper, not to harm you. He's got plans for you. He wants you to have hope. There's somebody in here this morning, you've lost all hope for some reason. I'm talking to you. God's got a plan for you that you'll have hope for your future. And it's going to be a greater future than you ever thought could happen. But you got to take that and put it in your hand and let it become a weapon and start fighting this battle yourself. If you have any kind of need in your life or you're facing any struggle, I want you to move toward the front. And this is just going to be a step of faith. And I'm going to pray a prayer of empowerment over you, that God would empower you to take the weapon and use it. Come on. Be honest with yourself and say, I've got some struggles that I'm facing. I've got some things going on. It may be your health. It may be your finances. It may be family. It may just be life. I want to empower you to take up a weapon this morning. So you ought to come. It's just a step of faith. I know it doesn't matter if you're at the back of the building or the front of the building, but I'm asking you to take that step of faith because God's looking at a step that he wants you to take to say, yeah, I want that. I think there needs to be somebody else. I'm just going to wait a minute because he wants to do something for you. I want to encourage you this morning. I want you to be encouraged. If you're in a battle, God would not have allowed you to be there unless he equipped you to win the conflict, because he promised that he would not put on you more than you could bear. Matt, give me that 2 Corinthians. I need everybody turn toward the screen over here. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You want to know something that I believe excites God? In the Old Testament, sacrifice of animals was a very important part of their lives. It's what took care of sin. A man by the name of Samuel, put this up there, Matt. 1 Samuel, ask this question. Look at this. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Jesus brought a better way, number one. Number two, he said, it's better for us to obey him than anything else that could ever be done. So if we will obey him, I'm telling you that God is going to equip us and empower us to fight whatever we're fighting, but to win it. You hear me? He is going to empower you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every person that stepped out in faith this morning, that you would empower them with a weapon that's stronger than anything they've ever used in the past, and take that personal prophecy over their lives and the fact that they are going to win whatever battle they're fighting, because they are going to, first of all, repent of all sin, get washed whiter than snow, and come to grips with the fact that God's word is on them, and they can take that word and fight a battle and win this war. In Jesus' name, empower every one of them with the Holy Ghost and fire. Empower them to fight this battle. In Jesus' name. worship just a little bit. He's faithful.
We're thankful for what God is doing in your heart. If you would like to give towards revival being established in our region, or you have a testimony of how your life is being changed, please connect with us at livingtruth.church or send emails to livingtruthar@gmail.com.